Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast.
Is your heater safe? Why replace it when Service Patriot can restore it? Get their $59 27-point furnace tune-up and safety check, including a free 1-inch filter. They also check your AC for free.
Go to servicepatriots.com. All right, we got 10 minutes here before NFL football.
Let's go.
Must be nice. Must be nice just getting done with the show. And
how about this? We're going to be able to catch most of the game?
Rashad, why don't we just move the show to 8 a.m.?
No, we're good. We're good. When we used to have the 8 a.m. start time, that was brutal.
And a quick programming note for all you 1080 The Fan listeners.
Say, get ready, bud, for this news.
No kidding. Well, there is no prime time tomorrow because the Seattle Seahawks are on Monday Night Football.
Oh.
So we got a 5:15 kick, Seattle versus New York in New York. And so the pregame preempting primetime tomorrow.
Well, no one cares about that. The news, programming news, I thought you were going to say is that, guess what? We're at 8 a.m. again next week, baby.
Are we?
Are we serious? Are you really?
I'm pretty sure we are.
God, Seahawks get flexed.
Going to be hungover. I did invite y'all to my Halloween party this next Saturday. I don't know if you'll show up because you don't care. That's fine, but I'll be hungover as hell.
With the children, with the kid, the child, I have no idea. I fly by the seat of my pants almost on a day-to-day basis.
Drop it off at the mom's house.
It's a good chance.
And bring...
You can't take it to, like, the fire station?
And
if
the
you,
baby...
like, leave it there, yeah.
Just tie him off to that baby drop-off station, a 10-year-old.
I got a PlayStation. He's old enough, like, I can just set him up on a television. He can drink and he can play video games the whole night.
Ah, yes. Joey, here's the keys. I had a buddy say that a few, he texted me and another friend like a few weeks ago. He's like, hey man, there's this party out in Dundee, a couple friends that I work with, some, you know, there's going to be some lights, some rave music, EDM, it's going to be a great party. I'm like, yeah, I got the boy tonight, can't, unfortunately. He's like, oh, they got a tent for the kids. And I was like, they just got a tent for the kid. He's like, yeah, then you could just hang out in there and then... Oh, there's going to be plenty of chicks there. It's going to be great. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm good.
Sounds like a party to me.
Just throw Joey like, hey, hang out with these random kids.
Hang out
in
this weird tent over here.
See you in 3 hours.
Smart dad move.
Absolutely lit. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. I mean.
It's lit.
Oh, should I show up as Rick Ross? White face Rick Ross, of course.
Yes. Ooh. As long as it's not a black or brown face, you'll be all good.
Show up as Andy Reid. I had a great Andy Reid one year.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure you can grow a pretty good mustache.
All right, we actually did get some text here last minute.
Let's hear it.
All right, let's go.
The fantasy scramble. Holy crap. It actually worked. Should I start Taysom Hill again? Someone asking this with no context. I'm going to say no.
It was the same person asking as last week, I'm assuming, and I'm going to say the same thing.
I think they're trolling.
Give me context. Until then, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Thielen, Hopkins, or Judy? Thielen of the Carolina Panthers, Jerry Jeudy, of the Denver Broncos or DeAndre Hopkins of the Titans, I believe?
I think any Denver Broncos wide receiver today is going to be the pick. So Jerry Jeudy, I actually picked up Marvin Mims on the waiver wire this week. I think they're going to be trying to get a get-right game going, Denverville. And hopefully, I mean, they got nobody important, right, with Chicago. So I don't think their defense is too great. Should be a big day for wide receivers for Denver.
The reason I say DeAndre Hopkins question mark Tennessee Titans is because they literally had less than 100 yards offense last week. So I forgot he was on their team. So Thielen.
Okay.
Carolina Panthers.
Right.
With DeAndre Hopkins or Jerry Jeudy. Yeah, I think I'm going Jeudy as well.
The pick is clearly Jerry Jeudy here. If nothing else, you have the better quarterback at this point, and Russell Wilson needs to respond after getting 70 hung on him last week. So, yeah.
One from earlier that we had, need to start a flex, Nico Collins, George Pickens, Josh Palmer. Oof. I think Josh Palmer. He's that offense, Chargers. I mean, and especially with Mike Williams going down, unfortunately.
Yep. No Eckler today as well.
Oh, how about that? There you go. Yeah, Josh Palmer all day.
I like George Pickens against this Houston defense, but I totally understand why you would say Josh Palmer. But I think it's toss-up, but I'm personally going to say George Pickens.
George Pickens. And Jordan.
One question.
How's your fantasy team looking, buddy?
I got Matt Breida still hanging around. Saquon Barkley looks doubtful. Breida was a last-minute pickup last week, and he was able, didn't do great for the Giants, but scored near 10 fantasy points for me because he did run for a touchdown. I'm struggling to start him or Najee Harris, of course. Najee's the starter for Pittsburgh, but he has just been anemic all season. He scored, I think, 6.5 points for me last week, which it was like 50 or 60 yards was his best game. He hasn't scored a touchdown yet. I'm just not sure who to start out of those guys, a Breida or Najee Harris, just sticking with that, hoping he's going to score.
I'm avoiding Breida, anybody from New York at all costs, because New York is an F. So I would probably say, just based off of necessity, I'd start Najee Harris.
All right. I'll keep him in there.
Yeah, so Giants are playing the Seahawks, and then you got the Steelers playing the Texans. I think the Texans are, dear God, go Najee Harris. I can't trust Matt Breida and the Giants. That's too scary for me. And plus, I need the Giants to take an L this week anyways, so.
Yeah. So you're like, screw you, Jordan. So don't put him in.
So Seahawks, if you can lock them down, the Giants tomorrow, and have an absolute great game in New York. It's a tough travel. Got to go cross country, but this Cowboy fan would very much appreciate it. Rashad, what's your score on this Cowboys-Patriots game today?
Oh, my God. 21-17 Patriots.
I'll ask again. Rashad, what's the score on this Cowboys-Patriots
game
today?
I'm tripping. 24-17 Patriots.
Oh, my. All right.
24-21 Cowboys. It's going to be a close one.
I have
faith in Dallas.
I think that's enough out of you. 34-16. I don't know how.
34-16?
Cowboys, yeah.
Man, okay.
Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.